You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts Damien Moran and
Toby Harris.
Oh Toby, I tell you what, we're squeezing these podcasts in for our listeners, aren't we?
Oof, man, lunch break, it's got to be a quickie too, you know. You know all about those.
You know me. I'm good for a quickie.
Hey, your hair looks long today.
Yeah, you know, like when I glue it in every morning, it's starting to pay dividends.
Your toupee.
Listen, when you get to 44, if you've still got a little bit on the barnet, you'll be happy. That's all. Do you know what? The other day, the first time ever. Anyone said I look good for my age?
Who said that? Did you?
One of the other teachers. Yeah, they were just putting it in their context. So, mate, how has the weekend been for you?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, one surprising result.
More than one surprising result.
Do you reckon?
Way more than one. Yeah, way more than one. I don't know what you've been watching. But
well, no, actually,
maybe you weren't
not the surprising result, but a surprising scoreline.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. Are you talking about the Reds game?
I'm talking about the Crusaders game.
Oh, so you didn't think it was a surprising result?
No, I thought that was a surprising result. I also thought the Blues scoreline was surprising. Hurricanes scoreline was surprising. Yeah. And, of course, the Reds. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll go over all this very shortly. But what's been going on the WhatsApp?
Not a lot, in all honesty. Let me just find it. Because there haven't been that many. A couple of the boys went to the Reds game. What game did they go to?
Yes.
Yeah, the Reds game.
They went to the Reds game, yep. Yep, they went to the Reds game. And
that was about it, really.
I don't think they were very hopeful. Before the game started.
No, it didn't seem that
with
way.
Tate McDermott, Fraser McWright. And then we got a little message through saying, Damien Murphy's just turned up. They've got no chance. So at that point, Toby, I changed my score.
Did you?
And I predicted the Reds before, and then I looked at the teams and thought, actually, it's going to be a Highlanders
Village.
Win. So 2 minutes
really
before kickoff, here's me changing it, and got it completely and utterly wrong. That is for sure. That's for sure. So, yeah, not much more on the old WhatsApp group. I obviously been on straight after the Crusaders, and put a few things on there about my disappointment, which we'll get over. But yeah, a little bit quiet. I think it was a – when I say it was a good weekend of rugby, it's a tough one to really dive deep in because it was all one-sided matches.
They were very one-sided.
Although on paper, it wasn't supposed to be, was it? It wasn't supposed to be, mate. Anyway, we're off to Super Brew. I'm about to play the music for you, sir. Now, I already know that I would have had a great weekend had it have not been for my late change. But anyway, I'm sure I'm going to hear it from you.
Fourth place, Cheers for Bears. Third, John Boy 237, Daff. And Tudano 15. Now,
you know what? I've never known it. I've never known it to be so consistent at the top four.
Now, Daff has gone up nine places, sorry. So a lot of people have sort of dropped. I'm still sat at 20, but, there's actually two Daffs, you know, one with a capital D, one with lowercase. But I'm sat 18th equal with four others. You, my friend, we have to go down all the way to 72nd.
I'm dropping again, aren't I?
You dropped two places. Okay.
You know what? Like, I was also bigging it up, wasn't I, saying as long as I beat the Razzler Dazzler and Coley, it'll be success for me.
Coley the Poley is 40th, so he's 32 places above you.
Yep.
And the Razzler the Dazzler is 31st. So he's 40 places above you.
I have to say, it hurts me as well. Like,
I'm 10 points above you.
You know,
10 like points.
When people say,
and there's only been,
what are you good at?
There's only been, what, eight rounds.
When people say, Damo, what are you good at life? Before the recent Super competitions, I would have said, you know what? I know a bit about rugby. I know a bit about rugby. Yeah. Okay. I'm good at knowing stuff about rugby. And even that has been stripped away from me like my hairline. Just every day
I look in the mirror. Pulled away quite easily.
Bink, bink, bink. And it absolutely kills me. I have to say it's killing me on a weekly basis. Even when I'm trying to be all smart and like, oh, I'll change my result. I'm definitely a Highlanders now. I can't believe
you picked them.
So, mate, it's time. Well, do you know why? The reason why was because I picked the Reds thinking, you know, the Reds are a quality side. They'll win. And then Tate McDermott, Fraser McWright were both out. And I thought the Highlanders, you know, they were good at the start. They'll play Reece Patrell at 10. They've got a good back line. And actually, they played a guy who was his first game for the Highlanders at 10.
Village.
They played their reserve 9 rather than Fakatava. And what a bunch of idiots.
Who are you picking for this?
They had a
who
good
are you
chance
picking
there.
For this weekend?
Well, shall we get to that? Shall we get to that? Shall we do that now? Do you want to do that? Yeah. Let's do that now. Okay, so let's go through
Crusaders,
this weekend's
Rebels.
Matches.
Crusaders at home.
I'm going to go Crusaders. Going go to go Crusaders. But that's probably more, well, even I'm starting to think maybe I should bet against the boys every now and then. But anyway, I'm not going to. Okay, so I'm going to go Crusaders.
Chiefs.
What about you?
I'll go Crusaders too.
Waratahs at home versus the Chiefs. Chiefs have had a weekend off. So I have the Waratahs, I think. So yeah, I'm definitely going to go Chiefs.
Me too. Fiji, Moana, Pacifica.
Okay. Fiji at home, Fiji. Definitely Fiji.
Yeah. Although earlier in the season.
The hell of a game that.
Earlier in the season, Moana, Pacifica beat them.
They did, but they won't beat them at home. That's for sure. Especially after last weekend where, you know, Wellington, the Hurricanes went there and they didn't front up. I don't think they won't front up this weekend.
Brumbies, Hurricanes.
Brumbies at home. Hurricanes rested a lot of players last week. So I think the Hurricanes are going to take their full strength side this weekend. So I'm going to definitely say Hurricanes.
Yeah, me too.
In saying that, things that are going to go towards in favour of the Brumbies is they were shocking last weekend against the Blues. So, you know, they are a good side, but and they're kind of, you know, they're going to be a little bit like, we've got to bounce back. And they're at home. And the Hurricanes were in Fiji and now have travelled to Canberra as well. So there's a lot of travel in there for them.
It's not a lot, is it?
So there are
it's
things going lot. Towards.
It's not a lot.
They're going to, there's things going
they
in their favour.
They can't blame travel.
It won't be enough. No. Is that all the game?
Highlanders, Western Force.
Oh, mate.
Highlanders at home.
Oh, Highlanders at home. They've been like really disappointing the last few
weeks.
Well,
they started off so strong, didn't they?
Mate, I hate to say it, but.
You're kidding.
I'm going to go Highlanders. I'm going to go Highlanders, but I'm not confident.
I think it'll depend on the lineup.
I bloody hope they play their full strength side, the Highlanders. It's really annoying me. They're not good enough to not play their full strength
side. They're not good enough to like rest.
So they just need to,
you know, rest players.
No. Yeah, you've really got some serious questions being asked of them at the moment. That's for sure.
And then Reds versus the Blues.
Definitely the Blues. Although Reds at home, definitely the Blues. Definitely the Blues, yeah. What about you? What are you going for, Highlanders or
Force? I've gone Highlanders by not a lot, and then I've gone Blues by a fair amount.
Okay. Wow, okay, so big weekend for a number of sides because, like, if you're the Crusaders or you're the Force – you've got to front up this week if you want to make the top eight. And it's all to lose for Fiji and Moana Pacifica and all these other teams. It's a big weekend. Definitely a big weekend. Mate, it's over to breaking news.
Proudly supported by our Patreon members. Now, I believe we actually forgot last week to say our Patreon members. So I wholeheartedly apologize to all of you.
Normally, it's your one job, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
mean? Damien, I do know what you mean.
Good.
Okay.
Good. It's about time. It's about time you listen to me.
Where's it gone? Okay, here we go. What do you think about this? Okay. Crusaders in Christchurch, Rebels set sights on hardest task in the game. So it's referring to, obviously, the Crusaders being in Christchurch at home, and the hardest task is beating them. Is it the hardest task in the game?
No.
It's not anymore. It once was.
What a ridiculous.
Okay, it once was.
What a ridiculous statement. Wow. Was it the hardest thing in the game?
God, no.
Winning the World Cup, possibly more difficult.
Beating
All Blacks at Eden Park.
Yep.
That's harder, is it not?
Yeah.
Going to South Africa and playing South Africa in
Cape Town or whatever.
You know, Cape Town in the High Veld. That's harder. I mean, ridiculous comment, and especially now that the Crusaders are at the bottom of the table.
Finding a hair on your forehead, that's harder. Oh, we're talking about rugby. Sorry.
It's a lot harder.
But it's an overstatement there, isn't it?
It's a big overstatement. But it is. I'm not saying they're going to go there and win easy. But I don't think it's anywhere near. I just think that, like, they've already been beaten at home this year a couple of times already as well. Yeah. They've already been beaten by Australian rugby teams. Not at home, admittedly so. But they are on the ropes, like, seriously on the ropes. So it will potentially make the job a little bit tougher because they have to win and they should win. And the Canterbury public will not take kindly to them losing against the Rebels at home. So they will feel the pressure 100%, which surely will bring out a bit more steel and determination than I saw over the weekend. My first story, sir, you're going to love this one. Okay. This is Sonny Bill Williams. The day Sonny Bill Williams lost respect for his fellow All Black teammate. Now, the reason why I've picked out this story is because it kind of made me think this is something that you might do. Okay? So.
That's.
Wait for this. All right? This is the story. Playing in two Rugby World Cups and winning them, All Black sides would teach a player a lot about who their teammates are. But Sonny Bill Williams learned the greatest lesson about one of his teammates away from the pitch or the training paddock. The 58-cap All Black was taught a truth of life from an unnamed teammate during his time with the national side who failed to stand up when it really mattered. The incident occurred after the then All Blacks head coach Steve Hansen had set a curfew for the team ahead of a big match. The former rugby league player, union superstar, opened up in the interview about what happened after the curfew was set and how it resulted in a teammate's world being hallowed, his words being hallowed from then on. I was playing for the All Blacks, and after a big win, our coach Steve Hansen set a curfew because of a big game the next week. Despite that, some of us went out to celebrate a teammate's milestone when we got back a little late and broke the curfew. The next morning, as we headed to the bus, a meeting was called and we were all sent to the team room. Steve Hansen wasn't happy. It was tough seeing how disappointed the coach was, but more so in our teammates who let us down. He told everyone who broke the curfew to stand up. You know what? One person didn't stand up who was sitting next to him, okay? He told everyone that broke the curfew to stand up. One person didn't. In moments like that, you really discover who has your back. I'll never forget the teammate that didn't stand up. He goes on to say he played with this teammate for a long time. And he must have been a leader. So my thing to you is, would you have not stood up, sir?
Why at the start you said, oh, this is something that you would do. Why is that something that I would do? It's not very nice.
Because you're a snake, sir. You're a snake.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little snake. would I stand up? I reckon
now, of
I
course,
would.
Of course I wouldn't. Yeah.
You got to.
100% you would have stood up, wouldn't you?
He's going to he probably would have known anyway who was out. You know, he's not sick.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but even so, the person that continued to sit must have obviously knew everyone else would know.
He just obviously wasn't and bothered. Stand up.
But what was interesting is he must have been a leader. Okay. Because he goes on to say every time this person gave an inspirational or motivational speech. So, you know, it can't have been someone who was a shrinking violet.
Richie
so
McCall.
My question to you is, do you know what? Like, Ali Williams is the only person
really?
That came to my mind. Yeah. Mind you, I think that would have been too obvious.
He was a thug, wasn't he?
Maybe a Dan Carter. Yeah, maybe a Dan Carter, because like he wouldn't have wanted to get in trouble.
Ma'anonu?
So,
oh,
come on, don't say such things about Ma Nonu. But yeah,
you know, you could say right. Everyone, couldn't you? Maybe it was himself.
Trying to think.
His inspirational chaps. Hey, fellas, just get the ball out to me and I'll offload. You score, eh? Yeah, sound good, yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, cheer my bros.
Yeah. Smash him, boys. Hit, just go just out there shoulder and them smash him.
Hits, eh? Yeah, cheer.
Don't forget to not rap.
Slip, slop, slap, and wrap your arms around his head.
It made me think anyway. I wondered who it was. And I'm guessing whoever it was possibly is sitting there a little bit like, you know, because surely from now on.
A bit sheepish.
You know, who was it?
Yeah, but is it a big deal?
Who was this person? Of course it's a big deal. It's made my breaking news story. No, we've got second
mate,
stories.
I'm going to go and teach soon.
I've got.
Oh
I've
yeah,
got
yeah,
women's
no,
rugby
that,
to
then.
Talk about.
Do that.
All right, mate. So I've got the England team bet Ireland 88 points
yes.
to 10 on the weekend.
Yep. Yeah.
At Twickenham. Pretty impressive crowd, and. My question to you is, why do people seem to be getting rallying behind the women's game, but arguably leaving the men's game?
Because they're doing well. Because they're consistently doing well. You know, that England women's team is so good.
Do you think that they, I mean, obviously they're nailed on, aren't they, to win the next World Cup?
But they were nailed, were they nailed
John
on
Mitchell.
To win the last World Cup and didn't?
Yeah, you probably would say they would have been. New Zealand beat them in the final, yeah. And the only thing I would say is it was in New Zealand. So, and they had Wayne Smith as their coach. So I wouldn't say that they were 100%. I think if it had been in England, then you'd say they nailed on to win. But no, I think this time you'd clearly say that they're nailed on to win. They've beaten. They do have France in kind of their last Six Nation game. So, you know, they're a tough opposition, obviously, and that's for the title. I would expect them to win
easily.
That relatively, comfortably. And the proof in the pudding is, can New Zealand do it again? I don't think they can. I think England are going to be too far
ahead where is
of the game. But, you know, that's a really good shout. Mm. I actually don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. But what I would say is I watched the game and, I mean, Ireland were poor, but England have got some absolute quality players, you know, some really, really nice ball-handling players who – are playing a really attractive style of rugby. So it was nice to see, you know, the bottom tier was completely sold out at Twickenham and the middle tier was almost completely sold out. So I would imagine you're looking at around about the 50,000, I think, would have been there at the stadium. So it's a hell of a good crowd for a game that was always going to be an easy win for England. You know, imagine if that was the New Zealand women's team playing England. I would imagine it almost would have been sold out, if not sold out completely. So, you know, good things for women's rugby, isn't it?
It's in England. Yeah.
It's in England. So they must be hot favourites then to. Obviously, final to be played in Twickenham.
There's a game going to be at York Community Stadium.
Who's playing who there? Some minnows. Mate, so do you want to go on to what caught your eye?
What caught my eye? Just the way that some of these teams won on the weekend. You know, the Reds. I was very, very surprised. And obviously you were surprised because you changed your score. You know, you're looking at 31-0.
Oh, mate. I mean, the Reds were really good. The Reds are really good, considering how bad they have been at times this season, losing to teams.
So they finally put a performance together, which is great.
They were really good. And they put a really cohesive performance across the pitch. And I tell you what, their line out is wonderful. And I've got a bit of a stat about that in a minute. But their line out's really good. Their scrum's pretty good. And they just did the basics really well. Whereas I don't know what the Highlanders were doing. They played, as I say, a rookie 9 and a rookie 10 together. And completely and utterly got dominated in possession. And Reds didn't really give them didn't even give them a sniff. I think there was like one breakaway chance in the game. And apart from that, you know, the Highlanders didn't look like scoring. And this year they've actually scored, you know, a relatively well put together attacking structure. So, you know, it was really, I obviously was disappointed from the point of view of New Zealand and Australia fighting it out against each other, does make it more interesting, doesn't it? You know, the Reds have beaten the Chiefs. They've now
and like
beaten
you said
the
earlier,
Highlanders.
You know, they went to Golden Point, didn't they, against the the Hurricanes, and they were a bit unlucky in a few others.
The Hurricanes, yeah.
So another one that caught my eye was the Force, you know, beating the Crusaders. Now, I thought the Crusaders would win, but then, you know, the Force sort of got a bit of a lead, and then I was like, oh, no, the Crusaders will get back into the game. But then they just keep pushing away, you know, and end of it, they won by 22 points, which is a huge margin.
A massive margin. And the other thing is, for a long, long time, the Crusaders. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if for like 2.5 years or something like that, 3 years, they did not get a rolling maul scored against them when Jace Ryan was in charge of the Fords. On the weekend, two of the Force's tries came
village.
From rolling mauls. And that tells you everything you need to know about that Crusaders team and the coaching of the Forts, because yes, some players have changed, but when a coach for a 2.5 year period can stop rolling mauls against opposition, and then when he leaves, it takes 6 to 7 months for that to fall away. That is a coaching thing,
agreed,
not a playing thing. Because, you know, at times the Crusaders have had very inexperienced teams out on that pitch over a long period of time, and they still didn't get rolling mauls scored against them. So, yes, mate, I can't tell you. I was disappointed the week before when we lost in Golden Point. I was, I don't think I've ever been so disappointed on a game of rugby before. It was so hard to take. So hard to take. The other one, mate, there's so much to talk about in this week. My big stories were the Hurricanes go to Fiji. They make a whole load of changes. And they still win comfortably Fiji. Absolutely smoke them. Now, if that doesn't tell you you've got a great team,
good depth,
environment, what does?
Really good depth.
Very good depth. And fighting for
you
places.
You know, which is, if you're fighting for places, that means your bench is going to be strong.
Mate, it's not even the bench. It's like those players who haven't even been getting a bench start. You know, it's actually the run down from the bench. You know, it's quite something. The only other team that I can think have done that in the past is the Crusaders. But even the Crusaders, they went to Fiji a couple of years ago and they lost playing a second string side, whereas the Hurricanes go with a second string side and beat them by 23 points. You know, it's quite amazing, isn't it? The Blues, the Brumbies getting absolutely demolished in Auckland. And when I watched that game, I thought, Chiefs and Hurricanes, watch out. Because the Blues are playing a style of rugby that will challenge, I'm going to say, any team in the world. Physicality, they've got in spades. They've got a bit of depth. They've got players to come back. They've got a bit of star power as well out wide. Rico, I tell you what, Caleb Clark is...
He's looking good, isn't he?
He is looking real good.
Yeah.
Real
Mark
good.
Mark Talia as well.
And to beat the Brumbies. Yeah. To beat the Brumbies, 46 points to 7.
Yeah.
That's like a record.
You know, and that's what you would say that that's your best Australian team?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, up until that weekend, 100%, I'm still believing that the Reds have it in them to beat the Brumbies. But, yeah, you've got to say the Brumbies are the best of the lot. But, you know, it's a Definitely. Funny competition this year, isn't it? You know, the results have been all over the place. Now, I've got some stats for you, mate.
Hit me.
Okay. So tell me, I've gone through the stats from the season, all right? And I want you to tell me who you think is top of the table at each stat, okay? So tries. Who is at the top of the table for tries?
Well,
this is
Hurricanes.
Team tries, not individual tries.
Yeah, Hurricanes. Yeah. Surely. Oh, good.
Hurricanes.
Oh, the Blues, surely.
You are
They've
correct.
Had huge scores.
Who's second?
Oh.
Correct? Yes. So Hurricanes, 43 tries. Blues, 40. Okay. Clean breaks. Who do you think's top of the clean breaks?
This one's got to be closer. The Hurricanes, maybe? Or the Blues? Or the Chiefs? Okay.
No, not the Blues. The Blues,
okay.
The Blues play a style of rugby that's brutal. Okay? So they're the most northern hemisphere team
the Hurricanes,
in
then.
Super Rugby at the moment. They just bludgeon teams to death.
Okay.
Hurricanes are second. Chiefs are first. So Chiefs have made 69
clean breaks. Okay, so it's pretty close.
And the Hurricanes are 68 clean breaks. Okay. Yep. Meters gained.
Meters gained.
Meters gained. Gain line meters.
Oh. Again, I think it'll be close. I'll go Hurricanes again. Right. Is it the Blues again then?
Hurricanes are second.
Wow.
It is the Blues. Yeah, they're bludgeoning teams to death. You know, just think that not that many
the
clean breaks.
Line.
They're not making the clean breaks. So they're not, but they're getting like the carry ball, the gain line every time. Defenders beaten.
I'll go the Hurricanes again. They're top of the table, Hurricanes.
So star power.
Oh, really?
Yep. Hurricanes and second, Fiji.
Yeah, true.
Which you can believe. Yeah, star power. Defenders beaten, star power, yeah. Right, tackle percentage.
Whose defense is mint? Blues is pretty good. You'd go Hurricanes again. Brumbies' defense is pretty good. I don't know, Hurricanes again. Oh, really?
Hurricanes is correct, yeah. And in second place, the Tars. The Waratahs. Yeah. So we've got, I think, three more. Yeah, so we've got, I'll just whip through these ones. Tackle percentage, okay. Yeah. Hurricanes and Tars. Hurricanes on top. Yeah, sorry, we've just done that one, haven't we? Lineouts one, Hurricanes and Reds. Offloads, Hurricanes and Blues. Rucks one, Hurricanes, Blues, Chiefs and Highlanders all tied at the top. So you can see there, if you were in doubt who the best team in Super Rugby is, it's by far and away the Hurricanes. They are in the top two in every category, every positive category. Yeah. Now, the only category that Crusaders are top
Which
of
is, great,
is yellow cards. So, you know, you can definitely see there just how strong the Hurricanes are.
I got to go. I've got to teach.
Mate, time to...
Yeah, go 3 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you do 3 minutes? 3 minutes. So quick, very quick.
Oh, yeah.
Very quick. This is from good. Jason Stiles. Start bench scrap. Utility backs. Adam Ashley Cooper, Mills Molina, or Francis Stain.
Oh, Adam Ashley Cooper was good. I'd start Adam. I'd bench Mills, and I'd scrap.
He was Stain. Good, yeah.
Oh, but Stain was so good.
Nah. I think you're right.
Yeah,
I
you
think
would.
You're right.
Yeah.
You'd start Adam Ashley Cooper, but you'd bring on Francois Stain for his goal kicking. Smash it from 60. Okay, last question for you before we finish the show. Okay, is to fire or not to fire? On the weekend, it was very clear that the Crusaders are struggling with their coaching and so are the Highlanders. So do you fire Clark Dermody for the Highlanders?
Do you fire
and
them?
Rob Penny for the Crusaders?
Or do you give
the
them another chance, another year? I think you've got to give him another year.
Another year.
Yeah.
You've got to make the decision, mate.
Yeah.
Give him another year. I think you're very, very kind. Very kind.
Do you?
I think they'll give Rob Penny another year.
Yes, it
but
is.
They'll get rid of Clark.
Yeah, we did.
Mate, that's the end of the show, unfortunately.
Like,
we had a whip one
share,
through.
Subscribe.
But what
five
can
star
people
review,
do to support us?
Patreon, link below. Email in. Message on Instagram. Well, maybe not Instagram, but message on social media. We love hearing from you. See you later.
We do. Until next week.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.